We begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos daf Yutes. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues from the previous daf. We open up our Mishnah discussing the laws that are kosher by Mincha, even though it's lacking the requisite halachas that are required. The first one that the Mishnah mentioned was Lo Yatzak. If Yitziku wasn't done, it's going to be kosher. Now, as the Gemara pointed out, contrast to the second case of the Mishnah, which was Lebal, Lo Yatzak doesn't mean that Yitziku wasn't done at all, that the oil wasn't poured onto the flour offering, because that's Ikuva Ksivbe. It's required. The halacha the Mishnah was saying, explained the Gemara, it means that you don't have to have Yitzika, the oil poured by a kain, it's even going to be kosher if it's poured by a zar. And that the Gemara proved that a brisa, which says the halacha of Reb Shimon, disagrees with that because he says one of the 15 avodas that if a kain does not agree and accept that halacha, he's not going to get matnas kuna. The first one he said was Yitzika, which it says from the pasuk b'nei haran, obviously Reb Shimon held that Yitzika has to be done by a kain. So that the Gemara explains, so what's their machlekes? So the Chum say, quoting a pasuk, where it says, talks about the pasuk in Meyikra v'yatzik aleo shem, and about pouring on the oil and putting on the levaina, and only after that, when it starts talking about the kemitza, taking the fistful after it's been all prepared, does it mention b'nei aron kahanim, which teaches you from kemitza and on, say the chacham requires the kahanim, but beforehand by the yitzika, does not require the kahanim. So the Gemara says, what's the reason, Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara said, which continue on the top of this Amud, so the Gemara initially says that is because Reb Shimon says, you're right, it mentions B'nei Aron HaKehanim, and then it goes on to talk about Kemitza, but a Pasuk, meaning when it talks about the Kehanim, is expounded both what it says before that, what's called Nidrash Lefanav, and what it says after that, which is called Nidrash La'achrav. So it not only is expounded together with V'kametz B'sham, but it's also expounded regarding the V'yatzik that it says beforehand, so it requires the Kehanim both on the Kemitza and also on the Yitzika, and that's why it's possible Bazaar. That's why Gemara continues and says, "V'savar Reb Shimon Mikra Nidrash Lafanav La'achrav." Is that really so? The way the Gemara is interpreting, the Reb Shimon holds that a pasuk, in this case, the words "Benan LaKahanim" could be expounded what it says before that pasuk and what it says afterwards. But V'atani will in the Brisa says as follows: it says in the pasuk regarding the avoid in the karb mechatos, "V'lokach haKoyin medam mechatos betzboy." The Koyin takes from the butt of the karb mechatos with his finger, in contrast to all other karbanos which are done with a vessel. By the karb mechatos, the Koyin takes his finger. The nasan al karnos, and the gear says mizbeach ha'ela, and it puts it onto the corners of the mizbeach ha'ela. Says the Tanakama, "Betzboy v'lokach." Here in this pasuk, when it's talking about the lekicha, it mentions betzboy with his finger. That teaches that the receiving of the blood, which is referred to in the word v'lokach, is only kosher if it's done with the right hand of the kain. And the reason that is because, as the Gemara elsewhere tells us, wherever it says etzba and kahuna, where here it mentions the kahuna and it mentions etzba, it has to be with the right hand. And that's going on v'lokach. So too, says the Tanakama, be'etzboi v'nasan. It also, in this pasuk when it mentions etzba, it also mentions the next word afterwards, which is the placing of the blood. Malama, that also comes to teach you, shleitein nesina, that the placing of the blood, meaning the throwing of the blood on the corners of Mizbeach, is also elabim, and is also only going to be kosher with the right hand. So again, Satana Kama says, you need to have both the Kabbalah and the Zrika, which is Velokach and Menasan, with Be'etzbah, because it mentions Kuhuna and Etzbah, and it tells you it has to be with the right hand. Now, Amr Shimon, he says, what do you mean? Chinema Yad Be'Kabbalah, do you think it says the hand regarding receiving of the blood? In other words, do you think it says etzba in regards to the word v'lokach? No, it says in regards to v'nasan, because it says be'etzboi, and then it says v'nasan. So rather, says Reb Shimon, ha'il v'leinema yad b'kabbalah, since it doesn't say the halacha of the hand, meaning the word etzba, regarding earlier in the pasuk of v'lokach, regarding receiving the blood, so keep it b'smal kasher. So actually, Reb Shimon's opinion is that one could receive the blood of the carbon with the left hand and it's still going to be valid. Now, Vam Abaya, Abaya explained the machlekes in this brisa, b'mikra nidrash lefanav la'achav k'mifligi, what they're disagreeing about is regarding, do we expound the pasuk, what comes after it, what comes before it, as the parenthesis says, Reb Shimon sav la'achav nidrash, Reb Shimon, obviously, according to this interpretation, only expounds what it says after that, which is v'nasam, regarding the zrika, and lefanav ein nidrash, he does not expound what it says before it regarding v'lokach, regarding the Kabbalah. So how could you say that in the previous interpretation that that's what the machlekes, the Reb Shimon says, oh, Yitzika has to be with a B'nai Aaron. Why? Doesn't it say regarding when it starts Toma Kamatz? Oh, says the Gemara, but it's Nidrash Lefanav too, which goes on the Yatzak. That says the Gemara. Obviously, you see from the way Abaye explains the machlekes, that's not the case. He actually does not expound Lefanav like the Tanakhama, but he only darshans La'achrav. So back to the question, so then why does Reb Shimon say that the Yitzika is going to be Pasul Bazar? Ella rather says the Gemara, Hayatan Reb Shimon, it's based on a different understanding. Because when it talks about that pasuk that we mentioned on the previous daf, when it segues from this pouring of the oil, which is called the Yitzika on the Mincha, going towards the Kayin taking the Kemitza, it says Vehaviyah, and it's brought to the Kayin, who then does Kemitza. The Vav, it's called and, is the prefix, Maisav Alein Rishon, it adds on what it says beforehand. That's what a Vav is, it's a Chibur, it's a connectivity. Oh, so therefore, what is it connecting to what it says previously? Just like here it's saying it has to be B'nei Aharon HaKohanim, so too what it said before regarding the Yitzika, it also has to be B'nei Aharon HaKohanim, and it's going to be possible if it's done with a Zar. Now Rashi points out, but if that's the case, then regarding the Braisa we just brought before, where it says V'nasan, that Vav should also come to connect regarding the Malachach that it says before, and also say that Kabbalah should have to be with the right hand. Why does Reb Shimon then say in the Braisa we just quoted that the Kabbalah doesn't have to be the right hand? So that says Rashi, no, there you can't say that. Because had the Pasuk said, V'nasan be'etzbo'i, so then V'nasan would have been connected to what it says before, which is regarding Malachach. Now that it says be'etzbo'i, and then it says V'nasan, so the word be'etzbo'i gets in the way of the Vav of V'nasan, so it's V'nasan is going back on etzbo'i. It's not going back what it says early in the Pasuk of Malachach, and therefore, Shimon said over there, only the Hazrika has to be with the right hand, not the Kabbalah, but regarding the Halach of Yitzika, there the Vav of V'heviyah is connecting to the previous Pasuk of Yitzika that also has to be B'nei Aharon HaKohanim. Now, the Gemara is on this interpretation too. V'sav Reb Shimon Vav Maisav Alein Rishon, is that really so? Reb Shimon holds that a Vav connects to what it says before, and whatever it says in this Pasuk, it applies to the Pasuk beforehand? But then take the pasuk in Biyikra. It says Vishachar is ben abakar, that he slaughters the animal, and vehikrivu ben Aharon HaKohanim as adam, and the Kohanim bring near the blood, vezarka as adam, and they throw the blood on the mizbeach. Now, what does this pasuk interpret? Says the Braisim, says the Drasha, mekabala ve'elach mitzizkuna, from Kabbalah and onward, that's mitzizkuna. Why? Because it doesn't say the Kohanim by the slaughtering. It says then the Kohanim I mentioned regarding the bringing the blood to the Mizbeach when they have to throw it. That teaches, however, regarding the slaughtering, that that's valid to be done with a non-kohen. And that is the Gemara, either Reb Shimon Vav Maisav Alein Rishon, but if, like you're saying, Reb Shimon holds that the Vav adds on what it says before, Shechita Chanam Bezar Tei Besula, so slaughtering also over here should be possible. Why? Because it says, V'hikrivu B'nei Aharon HaKohanim as Adam. When it mentions B'nei Aharon HaKohanim, it starts with a Vav. It should connect to the Veshacha that it says before. That should also require B'nei Aharon HaKohanim. Why does everyone say that Shechita Bezar is Kosher? It says, Gemara Shani Hasim, there it's different. Why? Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'samach, and he leans on the animal. And then the Pasuk says, V'shachat, that it, when it talks about, and then he slaughters the Ben HaBakar. Now, therefore we make the following comparison. If it's first said v'samach, then v'shachat, we tell you ma'asimich b'zarim, just like leaning on the animal is done with non-kayanim, because it's actually done with the owner, who's not a kayan, not necessarily. Avshchit b'zarim, so too the slaughtering, is also done with a non-kayan. Oh, that is the Gemara, but then, if that's the case, ask the Gemara in Reb Shimon, if you're saying v'samach yodei al resh kabana, if you're comparing it to what it says before about the leaning on the animal, it says he leans his hand on the head of the animal. So you should say imas micha b'baylam, if the leaning on the animal has to be done with the owner, avshchit b'baylam, then the slaughtering should also have to be done only with the owner and not with anyone else. Why is Allah said avshchit b'zar as if anyone, even a non-kohen, could do it? It should have to be specifically the owner to do it. Says the Gemara, ahu no mitzisa amr, that you can't say because kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Umazrik, if the throwing of the blood, the ikka kapar, that's the primary atonement of a carbon. We always say that's the avodas adam, which is the zrika. Loy boy bailam, that doesn't have to be done with the owner, because actually the kain does the zrika adam. So shchita, so the slaughtering, the lav ikka kapar, which is not even the primary part of the atonement, loy kajakain, it isn't all the more so that of course it doesn't have to be done with the owner. Well, that says the Gemara, well, and v'chitam, and if you're going to say, wait, how can you say that? How can you make such a kal v'chomer? And on an efshir, you cannot learn out something that's possible to be done by the owner, which is the slaughtering. Mishi'if, something that's not possibly done by the kohen, by the owners, because the pasuk says v'derek b'nei Aharon, it says they can't have to do it. So you're saying a kavul chaymer for sure the shechita doesn't have to be done with the owner. What's a kavul chaymer? Because Zrika can't be the owner because it has to be kohanim. But here it could be. We should say that wait, if you're comparing it to smicha, that it can be bizarre. Then it should have to be like smicha, which is the owner. And that says the Gemara galer rechmanu b'yom kippurim. But the answer to our question is because the Torah reveals regarding the avodah b'yom kippurim, which has to be done only with the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says over there, V'shachat despar chatzis ashaloi, that he slaughters the bull of the chatzis, which is his. What that teaches is, Mechlal d'shchita ba'almaloi b'in b'ayla. Only when that case, he has to slaughter it. But a regular slaughtering, which is not a Mimikipurim, does not require the owner, and that's how we know that it doesn't have to be done with the owner. But we do know that it's kosher bizarre, even though the vav should connect it, and we're saying Rishon holds the vav connects, but because the pasuk before says v'samach, and smicha doesn't have to be with a kohen, albeit with Bailam, but shechita we know doesn't have to be with Bailam, but it compared to smicha to say that it's also going to be kosher bizarre. Now the Gemara continues in a related discussion on this topic of menaches, and teaches the following halacha of Amar Rav. Rav says, Kamakim shenemer Torah v'chukah, wherever it says the word Torah, that this is the law, and v'chukah, and that this is the statute, eina ela la'akav. That's telling us that that halacha is integral, and if it's not done, there's no validity in that activity. Now, says the Gemara, kasol gadai tichtar tibay. The assumption of the Gemara is, when Rav said the statement, he meant you need to say both of those to be ma'akav. Like we find a pasuk about Midbar, Zeis Chukas HaTorah mentions both Chuka and Torah when it talks about the Paraduma. That's where it's all going to be Ma'akiv. It has to say both those words. However, the Gemara brings Simon, not its Yakmil, a mnemonic to recall all the things that we ask from that seemingly defies this rule. The first one is the Nun, the Harei Nazar. We have the halachas of a Nazar where there it says Zeis Torah HaNazar Asha Yidar. To like Siva Be'ela Torah, it only says the word Torah, doesn't say the word Chuka. Yet V'amar Rav, Rav himself says, Tenufa b'nazir, the halacha of elevation process of the nazir, where it says, b'nas nakape nazir, that you put on the palms of the nazir and has to be elevated, says Rav, that halacha is ma'akva, it's ma'akiv. Why? Because it says tairas. Now, although generally the halacha of Tenufa is not ma'akiv, as the Gemara said previously in his burden of Yuma Dav Hemet Aleph, that regarding Tenufa, it's considered a shiari mitzvah. The pasuk considers as if you did get atonement, you didn't get atonement, meaning, but the evidence is going to be okay. Here, however, says Rav, the pasuk is telling you that it's going to be ma'akev the tenuva by nazir. Why? It only says Torah, it doesn't say chukah. It says the Gemara, no, shani hasim, there it's different. Kivin nechsev kein yasa, since it says, and so too he should do al teres nizrei. So the word kein yasa is command nechsev b'chukah, it's as if it says the word chukah, because what's kein yasa telling? It's the same idea, so it's Torah and kein yasa, which is like Torah and chukah, and that's why it's ma'akav over there, even though it only says Torah. But the Gemara continues asking. The next one is the Sav, Hare Taida. We have the halacha of the Thanksgiving offering carbon, the legsiv be'ele Torah. It only says the word Torah. Like it says, v'zei Torah zebech hashlam, etc. im al toidi yakarvenu. So when it talks about the Torah, it used the word Torahs. Utnan, and the Mishnah later on Chavzayin Manav, when it talks about things that are ma'akim zezeh, says, arba shabbat Torah, the four types of breads that are brought with the carbon Torah, the chametz, the chalas, the rakik, the revucha, as the perik Torah later on the Fein Zayin Manav explains, ma'akvin zezeh, that they are ma'akiv. Why is ma'akiv? It only says Torah, it doesn't say Chukah. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Torah de Iskish L'Nazir. The laws of the Torah are different because the Pasuk compares it to the laws of the Nazir, which we just pointed out as Ma'akiv. So to Torah is Ma'akiv. Where do we see that Torah is compared to Nazir? That's like the Pasuk says in Mayikra, Al Zevach Torah Shlamav, on the slaughtering of the Torah which is Hishlam, which the Gemara elsewhere expounds, those words are seemingly superfluous. Torah Shlamav, Zevach. So V'amimah, the Master said, what is the word Shlamav when it says, Al Zevach Torah Shlamav come to tell you? Why is it the Shlamav? It's already saying it's a Torah. Is L'Rabbi Shalmei Nazir to include, for similar context in that, what the Pasuk is talking over there regarding the Shlam that the Nazir brings, that has to bring 10 Kavan Yerushalayimis of this Halacha and the Revius of Shemen, just like a Karban Torah requires these breads and the oil, so the Shalmei Nazir has to have these Halachas. So one thing we see is that the Pasuk is equating the laws of the Nazir in Hishlamim to the Taida, and just like Nazir is Ma'akiv, so too Taida is Ma'akiv, even though it only says Taira. But the Gemara continues asking, now the Mem, the Harei Mitzaira, the Tzadi, but you have Mitzaira, like Sib Be'ela Taira, where there in the laws of the Mitzaira, it only says the word Taira, not Chukah, which now in the Mishnah there says, Arba Minim Shebet Mitzaira. There's the four types of things that have to come with the procedure of the Mitzaira, which is the cedar wood and the red thread and the hyssop and the birds, that they are Ma'akvin Zezeh, that they're integral. You need them. Why? It doesn't say Taira and Chukah, only says Taira. So the Gemara, no, Shani Hassan, there it's different. Keeping the Chsib Zeis Tia Taira and Mitzaira, that this should be the law of the Mitzaira, and Tia is Havaya always connotes Ikuvah. Command the Chsib Chukah, it's like it wrote Chukah, and that's why it's Ma'akim. But you're right, you usually do need Torah and Chukah. The Gemara continues asking, but Vavri Yom Kippurim. We have the laws of Yom Kippurim where it says, Vahis Lechem Luchukas Oil Machedesh Ashvib in Pash Sachre Mais. They're like Sibbe El Chukah, it only says Chukah, not Torah. Which now, yet the Mishnah over there on Chav Zayin Mabez tells us, Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim Ma'akim and Zezeh. The two he goats that are brought in Yom Kippurim are Ma'akim one and the other. But why? It doesn't say Torah and Chukah. So Ella rather, where the Gemara doesn't have an answer over here, so the Gemara says, you're right. Ella rather, Ay Torah, Ay Chukah. Rav's halacha was telling us, either one of those terminologies is argument akiv, either Torah or Chukah, which answers questions that we mentioned before too. Now that is the Gemara, but Vaharishar Kabbanis, what are all the other Kabbanis that are brought, the Chsib Hu Torah, that the Torah says the word Torah in them, like it says in Yikar Zayin, Zayis HaTorah La'il LaMincha B'Goyim, etc., where it mentioned the word Torah with all the other Kabbanis, V'loi Ma'akvi, and we find many halachas by them that are not Ma'akib. As the Gemara said in the first paragraph of Dalam and Aleph by the Asham, where it says, who, that we say, what do you mean? Even if you don't sacrifice Deimum at all, it's going to be Kasher. By Mincha, it says, V'zayis Torah HaMincha, and yet Hagasha, which one of the halachas, the Mishnah teaches, if you don't do Hagasha, it's going to be kosher. But why? It says Torah over there, all the halachas should be ma'akev. So rather the Gemara says, no, Torah by a chukah. When it says Torah, it still needs the word chukah to be ma'akev. But chukah like by a Torah, but when it says chukah, it doesn't need the word Torah, the word chukah itself will be ma'akev. And that has to come up, but Torah and Chukah come up, but Rav said Torah and Chukah, which sounds like that he's saying that they're both equal. Well, the way you're saying it's only Chukah and not Torah. So it says the Gemara, this is what Rav was saying. Avagav dechsev Torah, the reason why he mentioned both, he was saying even though the Torah writes the word Torah by it, iksiv Chukah in, if it says the word Chukah, then yes, it's ma'akev, loy, but if not, but the primary one of being ma'akev is only Chukah and not Torah. That is the Gemara of Ari Mincha, but you have the flower offering. The Chsiv Bachukah, where the Torah says regarding it Chukah, like it says in the Pasuk, Kal Zachar b'Mnei Aaron Yoichel Chak Eilam. Yet V'Amar Rav says, Kamokam Shehich Zakasam Teres Mincha, wherever the Torah repeats a halacha of the Karban Mincha, which had already said in Parshas B'Yikra, and repeats it in Parshas Tzav, Eina Ella Akiv. Why is it repeating it? To tell you that it's Ma'akiv, that avoid is going to be integral. So the inference is, Hichzer in, only if it repeats it, then yes. If you don't repeat it, not, but why? Even if it doesn't repeat it, but Mincha says Chukah, all that halacha should be ma'akev, even if you don't repeat it. Says Gemara, Shani Hasan, there it's different. Why? The Chik Siva Chukah, because when it says the word Chukah by Mincha, A'achilik Siva. It says in the context, as we quoted the Pasuk before, in regard to the eating, it doesn't mention regards to the Avoida, so therefore it's not coming to tell you ma'akev, it would only tell you ma'akev if it's regards to the acts of service, and it's talking about that Pasuk regarding the eating. On that answer, the Gemara asks, but Varelechem Apanim, but you have the 12 showbreads that are on the Shulchan, the Chik Siva Chukah, when does it say Chukah in that context of the Lechem Apanim? Achilik Siva, it says in the Pasuk regarding eating. It says, Vachlu b'makom kadosh, they should eat in a holy place, ki kadosh kadosh mulai, me'ish Hashem, chak aylam. So where does it say the word Chukah in regards to the eating? And yet it's not, the Mishnah over there on Chav Zayin tells us, Shnei Siddar Ma'akvin Zezah, the two orders of each one being six breads for a total of 12, they're Ma'akiv one the other. Shnei bezichin ma'akim zezeh, the two spoons of frankincense are ma'akiv one the other. Hasadar ma'bezichin ma'akim zezeh, and the breads and the frankincense are ma'akiv one the other. But why? Why is ma'akiv those avoidus b'lechem upon them? It doesn't say chukah regarding the avoidus, it's only regarding the eating. Ella rather says the Gemara, kol hecha diksiv achila, obviously that even when it says regarding the eating, akula milsik siv, it's said regarding the entire context, even regarding the avoida. So back to the question, so mincha says already chukah, so then why does Rav say only if it's repeated is ma'akim, but if it's not repeated not, why? Says the Gemara, shani hasam, no, the laws of mincha are different. That the reason over there, although it says chukah, that it's not ma'akiv, yes, until like Rav says it's repeated, is because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Migirso u'mishamna, from its fine flour and from its oil. Now, the Pasuk could have just said, Migiris u'mishamen, from the flour and from the oil. Why does it say from its flour and from its oil? So the inference that the Pasuk is telling you has to be its, meaning the entire flour and the entire oil, as the Gemara elsewhere had expounded, that was words Migirso u'mishamna, to tell you that if you're missing even a minute amount, it's going to be possible. Now, from the fact that the Pasuk had to tell you from those words that it's ma'akiv, obviously, because even though it says chukah b'mincha, it's obviously not necessarily that case. As you see from that drush, the drush itself is telling you that it's not ma'akiv everywhere else by mincha. And that's why Rav said, by the laws of mincha that are not ma'akiv, even though it says chukah, it's only when you repeat it that it's ma'akiv, but if you don't repeat it, then it's not going to be ma'akiv. Now, the Gemara continues on with Beis, which the Girsa, like the Sheet Megavetzes, brings out to take out the top line, because it's actually going to be a line that the Gemara is going to bring later on from Shmuel, which is Geris V'Shem and Ma'akvin Vein Dava Ach Ma'akiv. The Gemara goes back Gufa to what we said before in the discussion. Amar Rav, Rav says, Kamakim Shechzel HaKasa B'Teres Mincha, wherever the Torah repeats you a law by the carbon of Mincha, and we had used this in the context of asking a question, why does it have to be? It says Chukah ready. So the Gemara resolved that question, like we see from Girsa Mishamna. So now the Gemara goes back to the Halach of Rav we introduced, where wherever the Torah repeats to you a law by the halachas of a mincha, ein el akiv, it's only coming to tell you that that law is going to be ma'akiv. Ushmul Amar, he says, geres v'shemen, by the flour and the oil, that's where the Torah repeats, and it's going to be ma'akiv. But ve'in davar ma'akev, but nothing else, even if the Torah repeats it by the laws of Mincha, it's not going to be ma'akev. And that is the Gemara Ula Shmuel, that's true according to Shmuel, that avagav the Tanah Mekor, even though a pasuk repeats something running the laws of Mincha, loy ma'akev alei, it's not going to be ma'akev? Says the Gemara, no, obviously, if it's a culture, we know by the laws of Kachem, whenever it repeats it a second time, it's telling you that it's ma'akev. Ella rather, that what they're arguing about is actually a specific halacha. Rather, the law is kolhecha de tana mekra, of course, wherever the pasuk repeats something, vadi ma'akvet is going to be ma'akev. V'hacha b'malei kumtzei, b'kumtzei kumifligi, their demachlekes is regarding the drasha that we're going to bring regarding a brisa that talks about the entirety of the festival and the festival that's the law of the kumitza regarding the mincha offering. The time like learn the brisa. In one pasuk it says that the kohen has to take malei kumtzei, entirety of his festival. Now, then the pasuk repeats it elsewhere, and it changes the wording, and it says, "Bukumtze," with his fistful. To expound, to tell you that he has to take the fistful with his hand, which is his fistful, and that shaloyasa midla kaimetz. He shouldn't make a measurement for the fistful. Can't say, oh, the measurement of kaimetz is this amount, and then you have a specially prepared vessel. No, it has to be that kayin's fistful. He has to take his actual fist to get that kaimetz to burn on the mizbeach. Now, we have a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, and then that's the one we just quoted before, how to understand this drasha of the Braisa. Rav Saver, he held Hanami Tana Bekra. This halacha, that it has to be his fistful, which we learn out from the fact that the Pasuk changes the wording from Malay Kumtzei to Bukumtzei, that there is such a halacha, says Rav, that halacha is repeated elsewhere to tell you that halacha is also ma'akev. Because the Chsev is a pasuk in Sefer Yikra that says Vayakav es hamincha, that he brings near the flower offering, Vayamali kapi memen, and he fills up his palm from it, which tells us his palm and not a vessel. Therefore, if you do kmitza with a vessel, it's going to be pasul. Ushmuel, he disagrees in only that halacha. Dairis misho lo yalfinan, says you cannot learn out a law of the future generation menaches from a one-time historic mincha offering, which was not referring to the menaches of future generations. So essentially, when we quoted before the words of Shmuel, what he was saying was, when you repeat the law of the amount of flour and oil that you need, that's where, like Megirsa Mishamna, that's where it's going to be ma'akev. And so to any other law, yeah, Shmuel agrees, by a mincha of dairis, if it's repeated, it's going to be ma'akev. But vayamali kapai, that pasuk that Rav is bringing, that, oh, you see the pasuk repeats it, that's not considered a repetition, because that pasuk of Malakapai was regarding a one-time in history event. That's called Shah. You can't learn out the halachas of future menachas for all generations from a mincha of Shah, and that's where he disagrees and says that's not going to be ma'akim. Now, that is the Gemara of V'lo Yol of Shmuel Darius Misha. So, again, essentially to Shmuel, that halacha that has to be with his palm is not going to be ma'akim. If you don't learn it out, the pasuk doesn't repeat it. And why? Because you can't learn it out from a Shah, from a one-time event in history. And I asked the Gemara, "Beloyol Shmuel Deres Mishal, does he not learn out future a halacha that applies to generations from a one-time thing?" But Vatanan, we learn the Mishal Masechet Zvachim as follows: Klei halach mekachnes halach, a vessel that's used for liquids sanctifies liquids that are put inside of it, meaning that of a sanctified vessel that's in the Beis Hamikdash. Umidas yavish mekachnes yavish, and a vessel that's used for solids will sanctify solids that are put inside of it. But says the Mishnah, but a liquid, a vessel that's used for liquids will not sanctify solids that are put inside of it. And neither will a vessel used for solids sanctify liquids that are put in it. Now, Shmuel, and Shmuel qualified the halach of that Mishnah. He said, we didn't learn that a vessel used for liquids will not sanctify solids that are put inside of it. Only if we're talking about vessels that are used to measure liquids. For example, a hin and a loig. The reason for that is because vessels that are used for measuring are only used for measuring, and a hin and a loig do not apply by solid. That's not how you measure solids. So that's not appropriate to sanctify solids because you can't measure it in this vessel. But let's say general vessels that are used to receive things, not to measure, like the vessel that's used to receive the blood of Kabbalah, says Shmuel, they're makachin. There it would even sanctify a solid like flour. How does he know this? Because he learns out from the laws of the Nisim, which was a one-time in history event by the inauguration of the Mishkan. So like the Pasuk says in Mamidbar, Shneim aleim esaylis, they brought two types of vessels, one of them being a Mizrak, which is just a general vessel, that they were filled with flour. Wait a second. A Mizrak is a vessel that's used to receive blood for liquids, and yet it was sanctifying soilless flour, which is a solid. So says Shmuel, obviously you see that if it's not used just for measuring, even the klei halach can be mekadosh as a yavish. But one thing you see is that he's learning a halacha for future generations from Asha, from a time in history which was just by the Nesiim. Says Gemara, Shani Hasan, there it's different. Usually he says you cannot learn out from Shah, and therefore he disagrees with Rav regarding the laws of that it has to be biyad and not bekli regarding doing the kemitza, that you don't find the Torah is repeating it because you can't learn out there from Shah. But there, by the Nesiim, that you could learn out from there, that a klei halach can be kadosh as a yavish, if it's not that of midas, is because the Tana Bekra traces him, and the Torah repeats it 12 times. The Torah goes through all the Nesiim. The Torah repeats it so many times, therefore we could learn it out from it, even though it's l'shah, and that's how we know that a klei halach that's not of a midah, could, like a mizra, could be mekadosh as a yavish. Now, however, the Gemara continues asking on Rav. Omer Rav Kahana Ravasi l'Rav, that v'hari hagasha, you have the halacha of bringing the mincha near to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. The Tana Beikra, that the Torah repeats it, v'lo ma'akvin, it's not ma'akiv. And Rav's saying, wherever the Torah repeats it, it's being ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Mad Tana Bei, who repeats it? In other words, which pasuk is it that we find that it repeats the halacha? It's the chsif, like it says the pasuk in Beyikra. Says Zayis Taras HaMincha, this is the law of the mincha, Hakar V'yitzim in the Aaron Lefnei Hashem, that the sons of Aaron have to bring it in front of Hashem, like the pasuk concludes, El Pnei HaMizbeach. So you see that the pasuk says already once before, and here it's repeating it, that you have to do Hagasha. And so then why isn't it Ma'akiv? Like we learned in our Mishnah, Hagasha Na Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Nahahula Kvayla Makam Huda Asa. That pasuk is not repeating it. It's actually teaching us something to discern and define where exactly do you do Hagasha to. The time like learned in the Braisa. It says in the pasuk that, so where does the Kohen bring it to? Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. So if it only said that, Yochel B'mayrv, you would think that you bring it to the west, meaning to the western wall of the altar, which is in front of Hashem, which is directly opposite the Heichel, where the Heichel, the sanctuary, is in the western part. And if one sees as many Gemaras have in the Rashi a picture, where you see that on the western side of the wall of the Mizbech is where you're facing towards the Heichel. So you would think you put on the western wall. That's where he brings the Mincha to. Tam Eloi Mel Panei Mizbech, that's the Pasuk concludes and says, you bring it to the face of the altar. Now, the face of the Mizbech is the southern part, because the face is where you enter, and the ramp is on the southern part where you enter. So that would tell us that it's to the south. Now, El Pnei HaMizbech, if it only said to the face of the altar, Yochel Badam, so you think you actually bring the Mincha to the southern part of the Mizbech. Tam Lam Lefnei Hashem, as opposed to no, in front of Hashem, which is on the western part. So, HaKetzad, so how do you resolve it? Do you bring it to the south or to the west? That says the Tanna Kamma, and that's what the Pasuk is teaching, that's what the Gemara is answering. Magisha Bekeren Derei Mezmarav, it's connected Chudash Shel Keren Bedaya. You bring it to the southwestern corner, directly opposite to the corner, so you get both the south and the west, and that's enough. Now, the Gemara in the second paragraph of Seder, Yudal Mabez explains, what does it mean, Vidaya? What do you mean, enough? What do you need that word, Vidaya? But that's the reason why you need the Pasuk. It's not there as a repetition, and that's why Hagasha is not going to be Ma'akav. Now, a different version, Rabbi Yezoim, he says, based on the Pasuk, Yachol Yagishana Lamarav Shalkaran, you would think you could bring it either to the western part of the corner, or to the southern part of the corner, either one, because it says, Lefnei Hashem, and it says, Alpnei HaMizbech. And that says, Rabbi Yezer, no, Amrit, you're going to say, wherever you find two psukim, that echad mekayim atzmai mekayim chaveri, that if you do one, you fulfill it and it's and the other pasuk, and the echad mekayim atzmai batas chaveri, but if you fulfill the other one, you're only going to fulfill it, but not the other one. So then the halach is, manichin eshe mekayim atzmai mevatas chaveri, we leave the one that if you do it, you'll only fulfill itself, but it will nullify the other pasuk. And we grab onto the one that when you fulfill it, you'll fulfill it and the other one too. How so? Because if you would only go with the words in front of Hashem, which means the western part, but so you'll fulfill Lefnei Hashem, but you're going to be nullifying having it by the face of the altar, which is on the south. But if you go ahead and do it on the southern part, not like the Tana Kamma says that you do it on the corner. He's saying the way you resolve the Pasuk, again, where both of them are coming to say exactly where you put it, so that answers the question on Rav that we asked, but the Tana Kamma said you put it on the corner, meaning directly opposite the edge. He says, no, if you'll fulfill the fact that it says to the face of the altar, Badam on the south, Kiyamtil Fnei Hashem, you'll also fulfill the fact that it has to be in front of Hashem, which is in front of the Heichel. And that has to be the Heichel Kiyamtil, but where'd you fulfill that? Amar Rav Ashi says, because Ksava Haitana, this Tana holds, Kula Mizbech, but Safan Koy. The entire altar, the Mizbech, is in the northern part of the Azara. So it comes out that the opening of the Heichel, which is in the middle of the Azara, since the whole Mizbech is in the northern part, it ends right in the middle, because the Heichel, the 10 Amos of it, 5 is in Safan, 5 is in Dharma. So it comes out the end the wall of the southern wall of the Mizbeach ends right in front of Pesach El Moed. So therefore, the southern part of the altar is also going to be Lufnei Hashem. So therefore, the Tanna Kamma says you put it in the corner. Rather, he and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you could actually do it on the southern part, because that will not only be El Pnei Mizbeach, that will also be Lufnei Hashem. But again, that answers the question on Rav, why isn't Hagash Ma'akev, it repeats it? It's because not repeating it, it's actually just coming to tell you where do you put it, either on the Karen, the connected Chudish Karen, or to tell you they put it on the southern part, which is also, like we said, El Pnei Mizbeach, and also Lufnei Hashem.